This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and I am Jeff Sandhu. Now, Cloud ERP is a hosted service delivered over the internet, mostly through SaaS or SaaS, which could mean endless innovation in this space. Here with me to explain all of this is Andrew Thomas, the director of Lava Protocols. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be back.
Now, the last time I spoke and I realized at the back of your card now, you've updated the card. You've got Lava Labs and Lava Media. So just explain a bit, you know, this expansion is going on and what's Lava Labs and Lava Media all about?
My pleasure. The last time we were here, I explained about Lava Protocols. We're a reseller of Salesforce, NetSuite, Google, among others. We are essentially cloud computing consultants and solutions aggregators. So we look at what a client needs and propose the best solutions for them. And so it's not a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. But since the time we spoke last, we've expanded and we have Lava Media and Lava Labs. And Lava Media essentially is an integrated digital agency focusing on marketing automation. We do creative work in the digital space as opposed to the traditional print space. Lava Labs develops apps for all our customers, specialized apps. We're seeing a lot of traction there with regards to mapping with Google Maps. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of traction in various kinds of applications linked to the cloud solutions. Mm-hmm. So these two companies were set up largely to focus on these two different areas, but complementary to Lava Protocols. Mm.
And today's topic is about cloud ERP. So how does, you know, sort of cloud ERP have anything to do with Lava Labs or Lava Media?
Directly or indirectly, it's meeting the needs of a company. So, or a client may have a variety of needs. ERP may be the direct need, but off that ERP need, there may be applications related to it, which may be location-based services, or they need to redo their branding, or they need to redo a lot of other things associated with rolling out the ERP. One of the things I say to my clients is that don't just put in a new software. This is an opportunity to change how you're doing things, an opportunity to reinvent the wheel, so to speak. And the process of doing that brings about a lot of ideas, a lot of creative solutions, which can be on the branding, marketing side, it can be on the app side, it could be on the platform side. And we are ready to meet the needs of the client, regardless of what their needs may be.
Mm. And how big is the space currently when it comes to, when we're talking about ERP solutions, and why is there a need to move into cloud?
ERP solutions is actually our hottest area. I mean, we do advertise, but one of the areas we find leads coming in naturally without much advertising is in the space of ERP. And the reason is simple. Rather than have multiple solutions doing different things, one for your finance, one for your logistics warehousing, one for e-commerce, an ERP is all in one box. Mm-hmm. Now, ERP is not all the same. Different ERP solutions have different strengths and weaknesses. So you need to position the right ERP solution for a client. ERP on the cloud is different in many ways from on-premise because, one, that's where the development is taking place, is on the cloud. The scale, the pace of innovation and development on the cloud is unparalleled when compared to on-premise solutions. And many of the on-premise solution providers are now moving to the cloud, and most of their development work is also taking place on the cloud solution. So the pace of development is one of the key differentiators with on-premise. There are many advantages of being in the cloud, which are generic. It doesn't matter whether it's ERP or CRM or any other things. But with regards to ERP, the pace of development I notice is particularly stark.
Mm. It's endless innovation.
Yes, I suppose that's true with cloud as a whole. Mm. But one of the interesting things that Gartner reported is that the cloud ERP market is growing almost twice as fast as ERP as a whole. So obviously people are looking at cloud ERP as the way forward because there's definite cost savings and the advantages, which I'm sure we'll get to on this call. Mm.
Now, are there any proven ERP solutions, cloud ERP solutions that are currently already available and, you know, with the necessary reliability and also availability here?
Absolutely. That's why we've taken on cloud ERP as a solution. Obviously, the market leaders in terms of countries is the United States. They tend to have most of the development starting there. And cloud ERP has been around for a while, and it's growing fast. It's only taking root in this part of the world about now. Mm-hmm. ERP is growing fast in part because of its scalability. You can add offices, you can add new operations in new countries so easily. And so, you've got these global players that are now public listed with thousands of clients on it. They're like Google, they're like Salesforce, which we carry, and the one we carry on cloud ERP is NetSuite.
Now, there are a few different types of terminology and requirements that have been sort of been disputed as a source of being a true cloud environment. There's the multi-tenancy, and then there's internal clouds, and then there's also hosted versus cloud. Could you explain a bit about the differences between these three?
Actually, I like to use a term that Mark Benioff, CEO of Salesforce, uses, and he calls all the other forms of cloud the false cloud. And essentially, that is true. Cloud is, by necessary definition, multi-tenant. That means just like your Gmail or Yahoo Mail, you don't know where it's hosted, and you're not the only one on it, and millions of others on it, just like your Facebook. That's cloud. The servers could be distributed. You could be located all over the world. Many people are using it simultaneously, so there's economies of scale. Where it's a hosted solution, it's just like taking the server out of your office into another location. There may be some advantages to that, and some applications require that, but for most part, business enterprise solutions should move to true cloud, which is multi-tenant hosted solutions.
I'm speaking to Andrew Thomas, the director of Lava Protocols, and in just a moment, we'll talk about considerations for adopting a cloud solution when it comes to ERP solutions. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Bulletins for managers, BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk. I'm Jeff Sandhu, and I'm here with Andrew Thomas, the director of Lava Protocols, and we're talking about cloud ERP and the need to move into the cloud. Now, what are the considerations for adopting a cloud solution over traditional on-premise solutions? This is the thing that you wanted to share earlier on. Now we're getting into it, so benefits in a way.
Okay, well, let me first address generally the advantages of moving to cloud. There is the ability to scale, and that is scale up or scale down. One of the things that people don't realize when you buy an on-premise solution, it's a fixed asset on your books. You've got it whether you use it or not. Whereas in cloud, and we've got clients who've bought, say, 20 licenses, and maybe they've downsized, and they can not renew all 20. So scalability is one. It's both scaling up and down. Multiple locations, that's another big advantage for cloud, because if you try to offer whatever, whether it's an email server or a CRM, whatever your solution may be, in multiple office locations, you have to mirror, you have to back up, you have to be in sync, you need VPN, you need all sorts of things. In a cloud solution, all you need is a laptop with a browser and an internet connection. No servers, no backups, and none of the headaches that are focused, that's not your business to focus on. Unless you're an IT company, that's not your business. So the whole idea of cloud is take those things which is not your focus, move it out, focus on your business. So freedom to scale, no IT constraints, no hardware. But the other things about cloud, and I don't want to go too much in cloud because most people tend to know about that now, but some things are not so clear, and that cloud solutions tend to be very intuitive. No one sent you on a course to use Gmail. No one sends you on a course to learn to use most of the cloud applications. You just know. You just sign up and you use it. You'll find that there's not as much training involved, because the whole way in which cloud solutions are built, they're built in an intuitive sense using your browser. So it's a thin client that you don't download a huge application. So the ease of use, the rate at which innovations are taking place on the cloud is unprecedented. Changes are happening all the time. You buy a software and you load it on your server or your laptop. Every month or 6 months or year, you get a patch. Updates are taking place all the time behind the scenes in a cloud solution. You don't realize it. In fact, one day you just log on and says, hey, what's this? I didn't realize it's there. So that's the only paradigm shift in thinking. You get new features whether you realize it or not. You don't have to use it. So innovation is the other thing. And the thing is, if you don't want to be left behind, cloud is not an option. Now, there are times when you need on-premise solutions, but for most businesses and for most scenarios, that's not the case. We ourselves in Lava Protocols are in the process of moving some of our other applications to the cloud, because we're a group of companies. There are some things that were still on-premise, and it's a no-brainer. We ourselves are moving all our applications one by one to the cloud, and we're shutting down our own servers because it makes no sense. The scalability, the cost, the ease of use, it's far superior to be on the cloud. Now, ERP in particular is evolving fast. They do not have all the full functionalities of a full-blown on-premise solution that has been developing over the last 20 or 30 years, but they're catching up very fast. And unless you're a very heavy user, very large manufacturing concerns with very complex processes, there's almost nothing that most companies today can't want to do that cannot be done on a cloud ERP solution. So we've passed that point in cloud ERP where they have sufficient complexity built into it. It fits just about anybody.
But can a company sort of, you know, trust their most confidential financial data to be hosted outside of their control? And, you know, what about staff ERP access then outside of the office?
That's a very good question. My answer is yes, but then you say, well, Andrew, you've got a conflict of interest. You're pushing cloud solutions. Yes and no. I mean, when you say the biggest risk to access your data is actually your in-house staff, it's them giving it away. The odds that someone is going to hack into a Google are slim to none. If someone really wanted your data, it's easier to hack into your own system than to hack into somewhere in the cloud. It's the concern is what happens if a staff decided to give that away. And cloud ERP solutions, like many other cloud solutions, they have many ways of protecting it. Encryption, tokenization. You can lock your IP access, IP address access. In other words, you can only access it from the office. So you can't go to your competitor's office and access your ERP and show your accounts. You couldn't do that. You could only do it in the accounts, in your office. And you can also create profiles. So let's say most of the office staff can only access it when they're in the office, but management, when they travel, can access it outside, anywhere they want. You can create profiles for, let's say, a management access outside the office to be only to view reports. So you can customize your access control to such an extent that it's far more secure. And the data itself is a lot more secure than having it on your own premise.
This is very similar to a data leak protection or a data loss prevention in a way.
Yes, and it's, when you see about cloud solutions, they are already backed up. They're already redundant. They're in multiple locations. So it's far more likely for you to lose data on-premise than on the cloud.
How are cost savings, well, before we get into cost savings, benefits of using a cloud in general and or particularly ERP, anything else that you would think?
I think that's it. I think moving forward, most development is going to take place on cloud solutions, most of the innovative changes. And given the rate at which all other applications in the ecosystem, not just ERP, is taking place on cloud, the ability to link, the ability to have open APIs linking into multiple solutions simultaneously in the cloud, that's also not going to be possible in an on-premise solution. It's getting to the point you don't really have that much of a choice. So the advantage is to move early. To be an early mover gives you certain price advantages as opposed to moving later.
What about cost savings? How are they sort of realized, especially when you're talking about cloud?
Cost savings are realized several ways. Number one, depending on your scenario. If you've got multiple locations, multiple countries, multiple offices, the cost savings are realized quite immediately because you don't need all the redundant setup. But cost savings are also there in this. If you look at the total cost of ownership, not just a license-to-license cost. We have a server room in our office. It's got two air conditioning running to keep the servers cool. It's switched over every 12 hours. We've got, you know, all kinds of costs. Now, when we shut down those servers, which we plan to do at the end of the year, because all our applications are moving to the cloud, all of that cost goes down. That's rarely computed. No one even looks at that. We don't need those backups. We don't need those costs. We don't need the people to manage them. We focus on what we do as a business. So IT is not our business in the sense of managing our back office. So all those costs go. Then your costs are scalable to a per user basis. And increasingly, you've also see some cloud applications where the billing is on a usage basis, not even on a per user basis. So you've got solutions we carry like Concur, which is a travel and management expense tracking system, where the billing is on use of the system rather than on a per user basis. So you've got a variety of models, and these models help you to scale and capture your cost accurately. It's a known cost. There's no hidden cost. There's no upgrades. As I like to say about on-premise solutions, it's death by upgrades. Now, the system may seem cheaper, but once it's in, they locked you in, and then you just got to keep paying for yearly maintenance and then this feature upgrade and that one and the consultant's time. Most of the systems in the cloud are fairly intuitive. We've even got an application, a company that's running an ERP application with multiple locations, and they don't have any IT people managing it. It's just the accountants doing it because it's intuitive. they can drag and drop create their own reports. Short of doing a major customization, they don't need the consultants either. So we set it up once and we get out of the way. So the ease of use and the intuition in by which it is structured and created is very different from on-premise.
What about like the model early on? You mentioned there's the per user model, and then there's also based on their usage. Which is sort of in a way there's obviously pros and cons. But in terms of Llama protocols, what would you normally sell to a potential client? It's a per user or a per based on the usage itself?
Well, we don't control that because that's the vendors who manage that, and it's typically per user. Some, as I mentioned, is on a usage basis, but that's not up to us to dictate. But where we look at is we look at what the client needs. We analyze the client's needs and we match the solution that best fits.
Now, 2014 is approaching very, very soon. So what are some of the trends that you are sort of predicting that will happen that organizations should be aware of and perhaps even implement in their organizations now itself?
I think looking at ERP and solutions and thinking a little bit out of the box is and linking solutions is going to be one of the interesting trends. I think looking at location-based services and marketing through location-based services would be interesting. So in other words, using things like Google Maps, linking that to your marketing, or doing e-commerce directly and going through all the way supply chain. So from e-commerce to supply chain in one system, things like that, which are innovative, where you linked things that used to be separate and therefore get a lot of efficiency in your processes. I think that's going to be interesting. Apps, mobility, and that's obviously growing worldwide. But I think it's going to mobility for enterprise apps, I think, is probably one of the trends that are going to be you're going to see a lot more of.
And that's why Llama Labs is it's basically up and running already.
That's right. So we hope to capture that trend as well.
I've been speaking to Andrew Thomas. Thank you very much for being on the show. He's the director of Llama Protocols, talking about cloud solutions for ERP. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.